So the positive, we have the great schos this Shabbos to begin Chumash Devarim. So the Torah, remember again, beginning of Chumash Devarim, so much of Chumash Devarim, specifically Parshas Devarim, is a review of what happened over the course of the last 40 years. Because remember again, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to a new generation of people, right? Most of these people who he's talking to are people who were born in the deserts, right? And missed out on a lot of the stuff that occurred over the last 40 years. So Moshe Rabbeinu does a little bit of a crash course in Jewish history, giving us all the things that happened. So we'll say, so the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Chapter 1, verse 6. Hashem Elokeinu diber elenu b'choriv leimor, rav lochem sheves baharazeh. So Pasuk says, Hashem our God said to us, b'choriv, Choriv is in Har Sinai, telling us, Rav Lochem Sheves Paharazah. Which of us we normally translate as saying what? You've stayed at this mountain long enough. You've stayed at this mountain long enough. Time to move on. So what's happening over here? So Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, you know, there was such an incredible experience at Har Sinai, such an incredible and overwhelming Sinaitic revelation, that apparently Klal Yisrael didn't want to leave Har Sinai. Wanted to stay by Har Sinai. So Moshe, when he comes along and he has to tell Klal Yisrael, no, Rav Lochem Sheves Baharazeh, Pinu Usu Lachem. So it's time to go. Time to go. You've had enough time sitting in this mountain. Ultimately, again, it's time to move on. Pasha Pshat. The Ma'ar V'Shemesh says something absolutely amazing. Listen to this interpretation. So the Ma'ar V'Shemesh says, Bechorif Hisiro Sanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us something much more profound. Shalonira kol ma'atzor umaniya kihar she'afshar la'avar oso. Don't view the obstacles in life as a mountain which you cannot traverse. Ela aleinu lehiskabra kolam mechsholim va'amaniyos ba'avodas Hashem. It is our job to overcome all of our obstacles and hurdles in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if they were as easy to step over like a hare. What does the Bible say? Listen to what the Ma'ar V'Shemesh is saying. An incredible drasha. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught you one of the most incredible lessons. Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'chorev leimor. What is the most incredible lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Har Sinai? What is the most incredible lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when He gave us Torah? What is the most incredible lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveyed to us when He made us a nation? The most important lesson. We'll say, you know, there are many lessons, right? But if somebody were to tell you, what's the sound, right? Everybody's into sound bites, right? What's the sound bite of Yiddishkeit, right? What is the sound bite that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Har Sinai? Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'chorev leimar. What was the soundbite? Says the Ma'ar V'Shemesh, here it is. Rav Lochem, you are great. You are great. You are so powerful. More powerful than you will ever know. And therefore, Sheves Bahar Hazeh. People say sometimes in life, we come across obstacles. And those obstacles look like mountains. And do you know what happens ultimately again when you get to the base of the mountain? And it looks so overwhelming. And it looks so wide and so tall. And you know what sometimes the reflexive reaction is to do? Sit down at the base of the mountain and say, Oy vavoy. Impossible. Impossible. I can't get over it. I can't get around it. There's no way forward. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, in those moments of life, when you come to the mountain, I will say that mountain is something different for each of us. Sometimes that mountain is a negative trait that I have to overcome. Sometimes that mountain is a difficult life experience. Sometimes that mountain is a personal challenge, a national challenge. Life is filled with mountains. That when you look at them, it's like a Mount Everest times three. No way. Impossible. No one's ever gotten over it. No one's ever gotten around it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when you look at those mountains, I want you to remember, Rav Lochem, you have so much power. You are more powerful than you even realize. You have kochos that you have not even begun to discover. And therefore, avoid the temptation of Sheves Bahar Hazeh. Avoid the temptation of sitting down at the base of the mountain and giving up. So many times in life, Rabbi said, we get to the base of the mountain and we don't even try because it just simply looks so difficult and so overwhelming. So what do? Shaves Baharaza. All right, you know what? I'm going to make myself comfortable. I'll pitch a tent. And sometimes I don't even pitch a tent. I build a house. And not only do I build a house, I put on an addition, right? I put in a pool. I put in a hammock. And it's fantastic. And what do? I live my life at the base of the mountain. Why? Because I simply lacked the courage to try to scale it or to try to find my way around it. And people live lives of incredible and profound mediocrity because they never even attempt to overcome their life challenges. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, do you want to know the most incredible message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you? What's the most incredible takeaway of Har Sinai? Hashem Elokeinu Diber Eleinu B'chorev Leimar Rav Lachem. Discover your power. Discover your energies. Discover your kochos. And avoid the temptation of Sheves Bahar Hazeh. Do not settle at the base of the mountain. Do not set up shop at the base of the mountain. Do not consign yourself for a life of mediocrity because you're too scared to confront the mountains of your life challenge. Rav Lachem, you are more powerful than you could even imagine. Find the courage to scale the mountain. And sometimes you have to go over the mountain, Rabbi Osai. Sometimes you go around the mountain. But one thing is for sure, which is you need to get to the other side of the mountain. How are you going to do that? You're going to have to figure out around or over. That's a personal decision that depends on the circumstances. And Rabbi Osai, this was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Choriv. And it's the message we read every single Shabbos Chazon on the days ultimately leading up to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day when we confront our challenges, both personal and national. I will say, and again, I want to tell you, there's an incredible opportunity. Tisha B'Av is a Sunday, as you may have heard, right? Everybody gets excited for the wrong reasons. It's a nidcha, right? So suddenly, again, it's a nidcha. Everybody's a chola. It's incredible. There's been a proliferation of extenuating circumstances amongst Klal Yisrael, right? So we'll say it's a different reason why it's incredible. It's a Sunday, which means you don't have to run anywhere. And I know Nishtanu Ateva, everybody's very fragile, everybody gets headaches and stomach aches and this aches and that aches. It's a day. It's a day. You're going to be just fine. You're not so fragile. You're not going to break. But use the day. Use the day. You don't have to run to work, right? You don't have to balance circumstances. Your wife needs help. Everybody suddenly on Tisha B'Av is like the best husband in the world, right? The rest of the year, you're nowhere to be found, right? The rest of the year, you're out of the house for every single little thing. So Tisha B'Av, I need to be home with the kids. Okay, if you are, then fantastic. I would just urge you, don't use the children as the cover, right? Don't suddenly become husband number one that you have to save the world because you don't want to sit in shul. Let's say there's an incredible opportunity here. And if you should help with the kids, if you need to help with the kids. But there's an incredible opportunity here, which is to take in the day. Take in the day. And again, the best thing you could do with your Tisha B'Av is the day when you confront our national and personal challenges. Use the opportunity to close your eyes and ask yourself, what mountains are there in my life? And how many of those mountains have I been staring at for years? Too scared of them. Setting up shop at the base of them. And how can I summon up the courage to scale them and to go around them? And lest you think that I don't have the tools. I don't have the tools for that. Rav Lachem. Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the tools for every single life challenge. It is up to us to find the courage to utilize them and get over the mountain. May we be zochem Yerza Hashem to use the day to feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. To use the day to be honest with ourselves and confront our challenges, to use the day ultimately again to feel the power of Rav Lachem, and may we find the courage to stop living at the base of our mountain. Shabbos.